Hello, everybody. I'm Dave Hodges. I'm from the Common Sense Show, and you can see we have Doug Thornton with us. He's from the American Vindicta Show, and together we are the Doug and Dave Intel Report. We've been doing this a number of years now, but I can't remember a time in the time that we've done the show, and we've covered some volatile things, but I don't think we've seen a time such as this. We are headed down the serious path, and I think civil war could lie in our future. Notice my word, could. One thing I will tell you is I guarantee you we're going to have terrorism like no one's business. And I don't know that's going to come from the usual suspects. We're going to talk about all this and more. Assassinations are unfolding. Wars are ready to explode. It's like the world's gone crazy. And we're going to be here to break it down for you. We're coming to you, at least on my part, the Noble Gold Studio. And Noble Gold, although there's no guarantees, gold is the best investment out there today, bar none. And it ain't close. 48% increase in gold in 8 months. You need to jump on this because the dollar is still in trouble because of what the Democrats did to it. And also, too, you need to realize that they can take your money under Dodd-Frank 2010. So retirement associated with a bank could be gone. You can't afford this. Noble Gold can straighten all this out. How do I know? Because I've been a customer for 7.5 years plus, and I've been an advertiser for 8.5 years plus. And I just want you to be protected the same way that I'm protected. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. I'll send you a free information packet. Just put in your email, and we'll send it out to you electronically. But also, too, you can call Noble Gold directly, 877-646-5347. And my partner here saves lives preemptively. He teaches people how to defend themselves properly, using guns safely and responsibly. Doug, you got anything coming up with training?
Well, first thing is the best investment that I can give to anybody is to start picking this up and start reading it and get more intimate with Christ than you are at any period of your time in your life.
Not to be outdone, buddy. Not to be outdone.
There you go.
I'll leave it right here.
Here's the thing, man. What we got going on is we got turbulence going on throughout the world right now. And, you know, you need to be in a solid foundation with Jesus.
Absolutely.
More than you need anything else in your life. If you don't have him, you've got nothing. I don't care how many beans, bullets, band-aids you got, how many friends you got. If you ain't got Christ, you ain't got nothing. You may die tomorrow. You better get right with Christ tonight. And thank you.
You know who you're sounding like? I got to interrupt you. On my Sirius channel that I have on my vehicle, I listen regularly to Billy Graham. They've recorded all his present. This guy's good, man. I'm telling you, I like Billy Graham because there's no BS. He just says, you may not be here tomorrow. Exactly what you just said. And he says, you got to get right with the Lord. And he gives examples from real life. I heard him talk about this guy today, a 75-year-old multimillionaire. He's made horrible mistakes in his life. And Billy said, I had to convince him God could forgive him for everything he's done and he can have a productive life following Christ for the rest of the time that he has left. He said, it's never too late. But if you wait that one day too long, it might be too late and then you spend your eternity in hell. It was a pretty powerful message. And you were kind of echoing the same thing. You're absolutely right, Doug. The answer to our problems is Christ. But part of this also, too, is when you're fighting people that are dirty, sometimes you got to get down in the gutter.
Well, you know, you got to be able to stand in the gap first for the convictions that you have for the Lord, defending your faith. But you may get put in a point in time where you need to defend your life, where you need to defend someone else.
That's right.
You know, the Bible calls on us to be able to protect the weak and innocent from the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
You may need to be able to defend your own house, and that blood is on that man's house, that man's hands, for entering your house without permission. And there will come a time, very unfortunately, I think in this country, we're going to see problems like we've just never seen before. The Bible speaks of this great time of persecution. Jesus speaks about it, Matthew 24. It's one of the greatest, most enlightening prophecies given to you in your Bible by Jesus himself. And it's one of the most overused and overlooked. When I say overused, I mean, people just quote it to quote it As an exclamation mark, you need to read Matthew 24, and you need to really, really sit back and think about things happening right now. It's not just that there's wars going on, Dave. It's not just that there's assassinations. Jesus warns us of this, but something even worse, because Jesus says there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. See to it that you're not in despair, that you're not afraid of these things. They must happen, but it's the growing anti-Christian, fake Christian religion that's happening right now, that is led by New Age, by the ultra charismatic, by the NAR movement. That is the most dangerous group in the world, because they're the ones who's going to convince you of another kind of Christ. But if you want to hear more about that, I'll be talking about it on our show, the American Vindictus Show. But
when can people catch that?
I mean, if we're on every week, sometimes multiple times, look at the live. The live is where typically we do everything. It's just way easier for me to go live than to record and have to edit and blah, blah, blah. So we'll be going live tomorrow. Typically evening time is when you'll see us. We always post it on the community page, so you'll know when to join when the live happens. But in terms of training, the reality of it is what it is. If you don't train, you're taking your own risk. And I would rather see people properly trained, if not by our company, Vindictus Solutions, then please go and find some sort of training by somebody. But we're a Christian-based company. I've been to war multiple times. I did a career in law enforcement, and I've done stuff around the world with close protection security. So I take what I've learned and I try to mash it all together in a common sense approach that's not overwhelming. It's not Navy SEAL, you know, Hollywood drama stuff. Not discrediting any Navy SEAL out there. But there's a Hollywood approach that is, it's unrealistic. People think that in a knife fight, you won't get cut unless you're John Wick or something. People think in a gunfight, especially up close, you may not get shot. It's inside our shoot house that we train people in for our Shoot, Move, Communicate course. We show you just how close you can get to people in a gunfight and how many times people get hit. And, you know, you have to do a little bit of imagination, but 90% of most people's walls are sheetrock. Those bullets are going to fly right through from the facade of your house, through everything in your house, and not throughout the backside of your house. If you don't know proper tactics, it's a world of potential hurt or death that you're walking right into. We don't teach people John Rambo tactics. We teach you common sense approach, like what we learned in the military, like what we teach our police officers. And that's, I mean, for the most part, our police officers survive most deadly encounters because of their tactics, because of their training, and they are not trained enough. We don't get the amount of training that we should as cops. So I try to bring all that into a common sense approach to the civilian market and say, listen, it's not just the gear you need to be buying. It's not just the freaking $20,000 helmet, night vision and thermals and all that Gucci gear stuff. Yeah, it's great. But if you don't know how to freaking shoot your gun, load your gun, unload your gun when there's a malfunction, you're in a world of hurt in the very beginning of this. So get proper training, seek reputable people. Like I said, we're a veteran-owned company. We're a Christian company. That's our approach to it. We want to be able to help the flock and anyone who comes to us, because you're going to hear teaching and preaching. If you don't want that, don't come to us. You're going to get it regardless. But we are biblically based on everything that we do.
Yeah.
We come at it with, you know, a sense of brotherly love. Always a good time for fellowship. We'll sit there and help you assemble your plate carrier, your gun belt. I mean, we'll sit there and help you put together the optics on your gun, get you zeroed in, teach you how to use your night vision, your thermal. If you got a whole helmet and radio set up, we'll establish all that for you and get you set up so you don't look like a bunch of gobbledygook walking onto a gun range. One of the worst things I've seen lately is that people buy gear and then they have no idea what to do with it, how to put it together. Bring it to us. We'll teach you. We'll show you what to do. We'll show you what's honestly crap, and then what's the stuff that the pros actually use.
You even do that with women, don't you?
Absolutely. In late September, we have a all women's Shoot, Move, Communicate class that's already starting to get a little bit filled up. If you have signed up for this course, awesome. If you're thinking about coming to this course and you want to know more about it, just email me. You can email us through the company at vindictasolutions.com. We'll take your email. We'll call you. We'll talk to you, let you know what it's all about. We've had women who are in their 70s and 60s go through this course multiple times. It's not that bad. It's not that scary. In fact, if anything, this is designed to lift you up, to be able to teach you confidence, how to use your weapon, how to use tactics, how to survive a deadly scenario. So if that's what you are possibly looking into, check us out, vindictasolutions.com.
Yeah, I think it's an awesome thing that you're doing. And I'm predicting in the next year, if things don't go to hell in a handbasket, you're going to have more work than you can deal with, I'm sure. Police departments are going to call you. I mean, you're going to be a busy guy.
Hey, man, we'll train everybody. I would love to be able to give back to our police officers, and I'll work out any deal I can to train our police officers. And like I said, get them training. That way I know what police departments do and don't do, and I know what budget is and what it isn't. Mm-hmm. So like I said, if you're a reserve officer, if you're constantly on the beat all the time and you just need a place to go and hang out with some cool group of guys, look at some new gear that's going on, visit the ready-made resources store. You want to get some good training in, man, just give us a shout. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Ready-made resources, our old friend Bob Griswold, Mr. Night Vision himself, as I remember, Mr. OODA Loop. Always be aware of your surroundings. Bob was ex-CIA. And I miss him. I miss
Secret Bob. Agent man. I miss those stories.
I do too. You know, it's kind of funny. I went through my archives the other day. I was going through some of them, and I found some old shows with interviews I did with Bob. I'm actually thinking about airing them and opening up our podcast stuff on the weekend, and thinking about maybe occasionally airing the old interviews because they were good. He talked about walking into a shopping mall, what you look for, what you avoid. And he talked about OODA Loop a lot. And then we also talked about fundamental good versus evil. He gave us some really good shows.
Yeah.
I miss Bob dearly. And he was such a man's man. It's just hard to believe cancer ate him up the way that it did. I miss him. Anyway, let's move on before I go into tears here. Cause that was one of the big losses we had this last year. Ready Made Resources. I did a lot of business with them when Bob was owning it. Okay, we're going to get down to some brass tacks here, but we are down to brass tacks. Folks, I'm telling you right now, the world is bigger than you and me and Doug. And circumstances could overwhelm any of us, whether they're earth changes or a war, an insurrection, a pandemic. It's bigger than us, but nothing is bigger than the Lord. So I'm glad we started with that theme. Nothing is bigger than the Lord. And, you know, what do we say? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Wasn't for this, there's a lot to be fearful of. But we want to warn you about what's going on and what's coming so you can take reasonable steps to protect. Even though this isn't terribly biblical, I do believe that God helps those who help themselves. We have a responsibility. You said it yourself, Doug, stand in the gap. We have to stand in the gap. And particularly we men, we have to be men. You know, it's really interesting. Today, Donald Trump welcomed the Florida basketball team that won the national championship in college last year. And it was really funny. Trump's not a small guy. He's 6'3". And these guys were in there 6'8", 6'9", 7 foot, a lot of these guys. He goes, man, this is incredible. We haven't had real men in the White House like this since women's swimming teams. The Biden administration. Hey, you got to admit, that's funny. That's funny.
He's got some good one-liners every now and then.
Oh my gosh. No leader is perfect, but I feel like he has our back. And we're not in total spiritual alignment, but I'm just saying he has our back. And I'd hate to be facing the world situations that we are with Mr. Demented and his puppet crew in the backstage. It'd be scary if Kamala Harris was in right now. Talk about being in over your head. Let's talk about one thing, Doug. I want to bring this up, and I'm going to have you elaborate on it. A couple that was due to get married, young people working in the Israeli embassy, gunned down for no reason by a Black Lives Matter socialist butthole, sorry excuse for a human being who begs for the death penalty. And I'm just so angry, but I'm really angry about this. Congresswoman Omar was asked what she thought, and she wouldn't condemn it. How sorry is that for a member of Congress?
Well, I mean, first off, as a representative of America, it's unsat. That's not who we are. And that's not a reflection of what the ethos of being an American is, though I think that's getting lost in the weeds now. You know, with the Democratic Party, that is what you expect. I mean, even with some Republicans, it is what you expect. I'll throw Lindsey Graham and a couple others in that bowl. But this tragedy, and it was a tragedy, because I do not align with any of these people, neither the right nor the left anymore. I think it's all been taken so far out of context, and all the pot stirring, it's as typical, it's the civilians who are seeing the brunt end of this. And, you know, the Democrats have stirred the pot with many very mentally deranged people that are extremist ideologies. And they believe that, oh yeah, you know, I'll just go grab a gun and kill somebody. And that's how I help people. And I understand the whole chanting of Free Palestine. And I can sympathize and understand to a limit, people enraged at what Israel has done to Palestine. There was a report from one of the parliament members of Italy who said that, you know, they've got a death toll of over 15,000 children and growing since the operations have started up in Gaza. But this is a nonstop thing. You have Hamas, who has preyed upon the people of Gaza, the Palestinian people, and they have used that as, you know, their operation bed for terrorism acts against Israel. Does Israel have a right to defend itself? Absolutely. If Mexico was, you know, letting the cartel rain in missiles on us, you would think we would do something, though.
Well, they are. Doug, I gotta jump in here. They are. It's called fentanyl and 300,000 deaths since Biden came into office.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to. You'd think we would do something. You'd think we would, but we haven't, you know, because they're being protected, obviously, by Congress. Somebody in our politics is protecting and negating the operations that should be done against the cartel. If we were this hardcore about Iraq, about Afghanistan, about Africa, about Ukraine, why have we not taken care of the true enemy at the gates? It's because they're being protected. It's part of the plan. But this thing with this couple, the shooter's name is Elias Rodriguez. Some people don't like to give the guy a platform and name. His name's already out there. His name's Elias Rodriguez. He's a leftist BLM person. He walked right up to these two people, which was a couple who was about to be engaged, and shot them both cold blood. And just because it's victims, you know, opportunity was right there. And so as he did it, and as he's being arrested, he's chanting free, free Palestine.
No, I know.
I've heard this freaking phrase since I was in DHS, and we were dealing with these terrorists. This is what they are. They're terrorists in Portland and all across the country. One of their little chants. But this happened at against two Israeli embassy staffers at the DC Jewish Museum. Here's a little article on it. The suspected terrorist busted for fatally shooting two Israeli embassy staffers has ties to a radical left-wing group that spearheaded Black Lives Matter protests and fiercely advocates on behalf of Palestinians. Rodriguez, who's 31, confessed to gunning down the couple outside. So one of the things we've seen in active shooters or, you know, these lone wolf style attacks is a lot of times they'll take their life or they want to suicide by cop. This guy didn't want to. He wanted to be captured. He has something to say. So he was chanting, obviously, free, free Palestine. Investigators are probing a motive behind the anti-Semitic assassination. The details are beginning to emerge about anti-Israeli agitation and the reason for it. Of course, he also posted a manifesto. I have a piece of that manifesto. But his thing was saying that they should be ending the genocide that is in Palestine. And if nothing's going to be done about it, more or less, then he's going to take matters in his own hands, see if that'll motivate people to do the same thing.
Killing a young couple thousands of miles away from Gaza.
To tell Israel to get
the
out
logic,
of Gaza.
The logic is not even there.
No, and so here's the problem. And this is something that the Democratic Party should be held liable and lawfully accountable for. You drum up these people, you spin these people up, you got all these representatives, Maxine Waters and others, the cowboy hat wearing black lady out of Florida, who's telling people to go out, be violent. They go out and they become violent and they murder people. No. They should be held accountable for it.
It's called incitement.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
That's what Thurgood Marshall said once. He said, the First Amendment doesn't give you the right to yell fire in a crowded theater. And these people are yelling fire.
Yeah, I mean, this is a buildup of a beginning of things to happen. These are narratives that are connecting to future events. You had the car suicide bombing that happened in California. That was a leftist.
Yeah.
From what I've gathered, and I still got to do some research on this, the active shooter that happened at a Las Vegas gym, that's a leftist. All the trans shooters for all the schools, those are all leftists. This guy killing two Israeli members, this is a leftist. Now, the thing is how will this be spun? And I hate to say this over the bones of dead people, but it's going to be used politically. It's going to be spun politically.
It always is.
Israel will spin this politically. Mm-hmm. And what will Trump do? Because Trump he's already come out and said that all these rumors that he is against Israel, that he's against Netanyahu. He came out refuted, and his own staffers did, and said that they're lies. So I wonder how this will be spun. How will it affect what we're doing against Iran? How will it affect the future operations that I think America will get into with Gaza, Palestine? And what's the retribution from the Israelis in Gaza? Right now, the Israelis are saying that they are going to own all of Gaza, and they're going to get every single Palestinian out of Gaza, and any that are left will be held in a small humanitarian corridor. You have almost all the nations for the European Union, their leaders are now speaking out, saying that they're condemning Israel for the war and the attacks on Gaza, not letting in food and water and medical aid, though food and water and medical aid are getting in there. Because our people are getting it in there and Israel's getting it in there, but it's not at the pace that everybody else wants, though there's an active military operation going on in a terrorist cell hotbed, which is what everyone keeps forgetting. This is an active war zone. Albeit I think at times it's a little extreme, but who am I to say any of that? That's just my opinion. But there was another event. There was a conflagration of European ambassadors that went into Palestine, and they were actually just recently shot at. The video is all over the internet now by the IDF. And so now the ambassador to the EU is being called in to be questioned by the EU Parliament and all that. So there's a lot of political retribution that seems to be coming down the pipeline from the EU, possibly from America. Of course, the other Middle Eastern countries are not happy with that, with Israel. Just one thing for all you who like to do Bible study, get back into some Old Testament prophecies about Israel and the world turning against them and what will eventually be happening.
Doesn't Israel, it say in the end days that the world does turn on Israel?
Yeah. I mean, that's right before Jesus comes back. Right. That's during the time of the beast. And then obviously Armageddon. When we're done with the thousand-year reign with King Jesus, well, that's when Armageddon happens and Satan convinces the whole world, because he's released again for a final time, and he has the whole world come and try and fight Jesus. Yeah, good luck with that one. So what to be expecting from this? The number one thing to be expecting from this is, for one thing, protests, maybe riots. You may see more coming from the...
You're talking about this summer.
Yeah. Well, especially in effect to what happened against these two people being assassinated. Yeah. be expecting to see protests, be expecting to possibly see riots, and then the counter protests. Copycat shooting is the other one to be expecting to see. I stress for people, Dave, me personally, I do it, and I stress for anyone who comes to our training, buy a tourniquet, learn how to use it, start keeping that thing on you. That tourniquet may be the number one thing to either save your life or another person through gunshot wound or maybe a severe laceration. Learn how to apply medical aid quickly, properly. There's some very simple medical bandages, hemostatic bandages you may want to consider carrying, especially if you're married, your wife's got a purse, tell her to store it in that. It's a great place to keep it. That's typically where my wife keeps hers. You got to be thinking about these things in 2025. The violent rhetoric is spiking more than it ever has. The violence is coming. It's already here.
It's already here.
The level of 2020 will be surpassed. Most now, likely.
I want to ask you this. Let's go back to when you were fighting Antifa in Portland, when you were in DHS. They were Molotov cocktail people. I don't think it's going to stay at that level this time, do you? I think they're going to be armed.
We'll expect that. Yeah, expect that. They were armed then. There were guns in those crowds. We knew it. We knew
not to the level I think it's going to happen. And here's what I mean by this. When you were in Portland, we had three ammo bus and gun bus across the country randomly, storage of guns. And I asked you, I said, that doesn't sound like Antifa. And you go, it's not. This isn't Antifa. Do you remember that discussion?
Yeah, no, that was China.
I think this time China. It could be Antifa.
Well, here's the thing. The Antifa militants, the terrorists, they've been getting trained. Now, depending on if they're any good or not, I doubt it. But there are plenty of veterans who are in Antifa. And those veterans who have completely forgotten where they came from and who they were sworn to protect, they're training those people. I know because we saw them. We dealt with them. There's plenty of information that we were gathering about it, that's still being gathered about it, that law enforcement knows about. The threat is very real from Antifa. They are probably one of the top three most dangerous organizations in America. Depending on the political environment, maybe the most dangerous. The thing is they've teamed up with a couple other bad actors. Let's go ahead and name them. China, the cartels, and violent Islamic terrorism. Those four groups, and then whatever spinoffs may come from that, from people who are sympathetic, they're lone wolf attackers. They'll say that they align with ISIS, that they align with Antifa, and then they may go off and do their own, attacks, and then give credit or homage to these terrorist organizations. All that's in play. All of it's in play, Dave. And there's just no way to know when something's really going to happen. So you need to be constantly prepared at a state of awareness. But I just wonder when eventually do the gloves get taken off? When do the restraints get taken off? And you see this president go full retribution against the Democrats, the leftists.
Well, he'll suspend habeas corpus.
That's dangerous.
I know it's dangerous, but I don't know that he's going to have a choice, or he won't feel he has a choice.
There's
a better way to say it. Doug, I want to go back to this assassin. I've walked through what he did. He killed this couple with cold calculation. In fact, the girl survived and she was trying to crawl away, and he just hunted her down and kept shooting her.
Yeah.
And then when it was over, he goes into a pre-programmed response that, has nothing to do with the murder of these two people. And it was a political pre-programmed response. My mind went right to fifth generation warfare, that this guy was programmed.
MK Ultra.
Do you think so?
The manner of how he committed the act, and then how he went straight to chanting.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously, there's a psychological profile that can be said about that. You're much more.
Doug, think about it. You've been in intense combat. You were in Fallujah, for goodness sake. Okay, I don't think you went from a state of total immersion in the combat to where you were chanting political slogans when you were done fighting.
You'd be surprised what trained men can do. You'd be surprised at how we can compartmentalize things, go from war fighting to joking, to sleeping, to eating, back to war fighting. It's the job. But for the average civilian who has not been immersed in that type of environment, that's not the job. That's called programming. So we know that the CIA has committed these acts of profiling people.
Yeah,
we know that
exactly.
Other organizations have done it. And I firmly believe somebody is controlling Antifa, and it's the left. And I firmly believe somebody is teaching these people how to do these things. There's we know very well of the trained protesters who go out and teach people how to assemble, how to chant, how to actually protest, how to disrupt police operations. But the thing is, it's taken a mind of its own. And now you have splinter cell groups who have taken this, and they are training. I mean, most of these are college students that we're talking about, by the way. We've seen the flyers. We have seen the online ads for the training, how to unarrest somebody, how to interfere with police operations. And then you have some people who are just deranged psychopaths who they don't care about who they hurt. They don't care at all. And then, you know, you've got the, every now and then, the Sirhan. You've got the trained assassin. Is that what we potentially are seeing right now? I mean, there's an honest potential there, because they have been used since the Cold War. And I would only think those operations are still going on. The training for breaking these people, which is what they do. They break them down psychologically and
reprogram their mind. There's two ways you can go on this, Doug, and I'll speak to you as a psychologist.
Let's hear it.
One is it's like the Batman shooter in Aurora. He went from this intense series of executions to not even knowing where he was at and totally disassociating. Okay. And that clearly speaks to pre-programming. That's one thing you could look at here. But the other thing is too, you think about how we train soldiers. We train soldiers for automatic responses. It's called operant conditioning, stimulus, response, reinforcement, or punishment. And I don't think he fits that. This guy doesn't fit that profile. Because there's a break there between one role he was in as an assassin and another role as a crazed political activist. I think he has all the signs of fifth generation warfare, but a lot of the people in these cartels, I think they could be trained in what they call operant conditioning, like what you went through when you were in boot camp. You know, it's automatic. Obey the order. Protect your comrade, the guy next to you. It's all automatic. And it's called operant conditioning. And it was Pavlov's dog and the food and the bell and that kind of thing. That's how training in boot camp goes. I think a lot of these cartels could be programmed that way. And I want to digress for a second to the cartels, because you've brought up an interesting link, and I agree with you. The cartels have taken a very disturbing turn. Very disturbing. I did a series of videos on this. You can catch those on YouTube. The CJNG is tapping into Pemex oil lines and shipping gas to gas stations in the United States. So that means Americans are in on this. The CJNG has rescued the Mexican avocado farmers. And listen, I kid you not, this is a true story. And this has been well documented now. In fact, it's been in American media. This group called the United Cartel would go in and said, no, we're going to run you're going to do the work, but we're going to profit from your avocado trade into the United States. And if you don't agree with us, then we'll kill you and your family. The CJNG came in and they kicked out the United Cartel, and they just said, we'll protect you from them, and we're just not going to do anything with your fields, but we're going to take a cut for protection. It's the old mafia protection racket. So they're into the avocados, the guacamole you're eating on your Mexican food today could be coming right from the CJNG. And then they're doing this thing in Puerto Vallarta, Acapulco, and other resort areas in Mexico, where they'll prey mostly on older people. They'll get their names from data lists that get sold to them. And then they call them up and they say, hey, I'm this guy, perfect English. And they've moved in. They've taken over the legitimate call centers for real estate deals in these resort areas. And if these people don't play along, they get rid of them and they bring in their own. And they call them up. And they tell them, well, you can buy this timeshare of this real estate 25, 50% below value. And they have stolen tens of millions of dollars from American citizens using this scam. But that's not where the scam ends. And this is cartel now. This is cartel doing this. Then the next thing they do is they call and they pretend they're the government. And we understand you've been ripped off. Yeah. Well, okay. The Supreme Court in Mexico wants to hear from you. You're going to get restitution and damage. But to get this rolling and to pay for our attorney's fees, you've got to pay the processing fee. So now they're at another $5,000 to $10,000. So they don't just get ripped off once, they get ripped off twice. Here's my point. The cartel is moving into controlling Mexico business. They're doing it not just in oil, but in mining. They're doing the same thing in mining. They're now into the resort areas. It's crazy how much control they're getting. And let me scare the hell out of you this way. The two Sinaloa factions that have been at each other in a civil war in the state of Sinaloa with mass casualties, they were making noise like they needed to band together because of what Trump's doing. And they were starting to move in that direction. But the CJNG, and this has been all over the Mexican media, they have come in and they have worked with the El Chapo version of the Sinaloa cartel, the El Chapitos, I should say. And now they're aligned. And that means the CJNG, already the biggest cartel in Mexico, extends now into the Pacific. And they have lots of foot soldiers. And it's crazy. And I want to bring this to kind of a crescendo. The second or third most powerful political figure in Mexico is the Mexico City mayor. It's Claudia Sheinbaum, the president, then the Mexico City mayor. Cartel interests on motorcycles gunned down two top aides, the two top aides to the Mexico City mayor. This was a warning, I believe, to the president of Mexico, not to the mayor of Mexico City. I think this was a warning. Somewhere she's pissed off the cartels. Now she's in bed with the CJNG. So I don't think it's them. I think it's one of the other cartels that's getting displaced and they want balance. But it just shows you. Can you imagine? Let me give you an example. This would be the American equivalent. Okay. Mike Johnson's two top aides are executed by cartel. Would that get our attention here?
Yeah, I'm afraid I would say so.
Yeah. And that's just what happened in Mexico. These people, the cartels are out of control. But right now, they have a policy of not letting things spill over into Mexico. One of the reasons the CJNG took over the avocado trade was because the United Cartel was so violent that when they were stopping inspections on the avocados and asking the farmers and distributors questions, the United Cartel came in and threatened the American inspectors. And we shut down the avocado trade for about a week. And that's when the CJNG seized on that opportunity to go in and take over that trade. And you look at this, Doug. What do you do before you go to war? You organize, you solidify. This is what I think they're doing. And here's what's interesting, and you know more about this, and I want you to talk about this. The people that have militarized the CJNG, the New Jalisco Cartel, it's American spec ops.
Yes, veterans.
Talk about that a little bit, would you? Because that's concerning.
Well, there's many veterans who are known to be a part of this. They train them, potentially lead them, help them acquire new tactics, new skills, new weaponry, new technology. But not only that, but the military-industrial complex somewhere down the line is shaking hands with these people
Sure.
because they're getting equipment that is in line with what we use in the military and law enforcement, especially for technology stuff. Radio jamming, drone technology, surveillance technology, eavesdropping technology, cell phone jamming. Obviously this is stuff that's being made from all around the world right now. Of course, China, Russia, Iran, they're all making it. But even American weaponry that they have. I wonder where they're getting that from. Is it another
Well,
faceted
look at
genius?
guns go south and drugs go north. Yeah.
Well, it used to be like that, and now it goes back and forth. And the cartel has been feeding somebody in Colorado enough money to facilitate some sort of a negotiable buy for vehicles, and then in Utah for ammo. And a lot of this stuff was from these cartel guys who got caught because it's happened twice in 1 week or within 2 weeks. They were buying hundreds of thousands of 7.62 rounds, which is take your pick, AK-47,
Yeah.
is it PKM linked ammo, whatever it is that you think, but 180,000 rounds is a lot. mean, that's more than what we carried in our convoys.
Well, here's what's interesting about that. It was in Utah, but when they got busted, it was in Canyon City, and they're on their way to Pueblo. Pueblo is one of the top cartel towns in America. Pueblo has the highest murder and crime rate in America per capita.
Pueblo is also sitting right next to a federal penitentiary that is housing El Chapo.
Well, that's Canyon City.
So
Pueblo is about an hour and a half away from that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't stage your assault right next to the same place you're going to
make. Boy, is that interesting. I hadn't even thought about that. You think this was a breakout plan for El Chapo?
I mean, but it's either a breakout plan or it's to kill him because his son is turning state's evidence.
That's right. 17 Guzman family members crossed the border. Obviously, they're turning state's witness. And El Chapo's son in Chicago cut a deal. So I think you may be, they want to kill him. Yeah, I think you're probably right about that.
Yeah. So you have if that does happen, you have more potential for an even crazier kind of unrest that may be happening in Mexico. I don't think we'll see cartel on cartel wars anytime soon, though it is happening. I don't think we'll see the epic ones that were there a couple of years ago anytime soon. I think it's getting solidified, and I think the cartels are going to be forced to join in mass because they know most likely Trump is going to do something. He's going to have some sort of military intervention on them. It's coming.
I don't think yet. And let me tell you what I've learned. I've gone to my top military source, and since I've started talking to him about this, he's opened up the books and started talking to people. And this is what I'm getting. And I've said this before. I see evidence of this before. You know, if you're in the cartel, Doug, and your dad gets arrested or killed, it's the business risk. And it's like the football mentality. When a guy gets injured, next man up, get the sub in there and they take his place. And there's no mourning and they just keep on with the business. And this is the cartel. They're not really vertically oriented. You know, it's kind of like the military. Kill the generals and all the officers and you'll have chaos in the troops. Okay. That's not obviously, I think, what is happening with the cartel. The cartels are more horizontally organized as opposed to vertical. And so when leaders are killed, new people just step in. And so the Soleimani, you know, what Trump did with Soleimani and what Obama did with, Osama bin Laden, I don't think it'll have that effect. And let me tell you what else I've learned is going on. Claudia Sheinbaum is intelligent. She's playing Trump. And people are going to get mad when I say this, but I mean this sincerely. And I'm getting this from my very, very best sources. We'll find a drug stash house with CIA drones that are flying overhead in Mexico. We'll communicate to the Mexican military, hey, this is the deal. And then the Mexican military goes and talks to the cartel and says, hey, we got to give America something or they're going to send their soldiers in. So they go in and they wipe out this, like when the Navy took out the drug house, that massive drug house and the big explosions that are printed everywhere. It's a contrived deal by Mexico to give America enough so Trump doesn't have the justification to send in the troops. That's what's going on right now.
But you can't control a cartel. So that is the oddball, the wild card. You can't control the cartel. And if one boss dies, you've got a whole deck of cards worth of underbosses who will be cutting throats to get into that position.
That's right.
It's just like any type of terrorist organization. You take out the leader, a vacuum is created. Someone will step in. You'll probably have some sort of a small civil war happen until everyone is solidified and says, okay, here's the new boss, back to doing what we're supposed to be doing. But the cartel's a Fortune 500 company. They're a billion-dollar company. And it used to be the cartel wanted to stay out of the limelight so that way drugs can be pushed and people can be pushed in or out. And, and then when human trafficking became more lucrative than narcotics did, they turned to that. So if you completely lock down the border, which the border is not completely locked down, and just my personal opinion, I would not trust any Trump official who comes out and says the border's secure, it's this, it's that. You got people who are giving Trump high praises. Yes, I'm glad he's doing something.
It's better. I agree. It's better. But let me tell you what else I learned. The cartel have obtained the best drones, and the CJNG Spec Ops ex-American veterans are training them how to fly the drones over the drug mules and the traffickers crossing the border. Okay, you got a group over here, turn right. Okay, there's a command post over here, turn left.
Well,
And
and they've
they're
threatened to
guiding them
use
through using drone technology.
they threatened to use these drones for suicide bombing too.
That's true. And they're also dropping drugs at predetermined places with drones on the other side of the border.
Yeah, but that's so infrequent, and that is
Yeah.
not a money maker. If anything, that's to draw people
You're
over to.
right. Because most of the drugs are still coming through ports of entry, and the Americans are collaborating with the cartel.
A lot of times. Well, this is the cat and mouse game that we would play. At least here on the Texas border, is our guys would stop one 18-wheeler filled full of weed. Who cares? It's weed. And then five 18-wheelers of meth will go by. Because we'll all swarm to it. We'll bring all the dogs. We'll start tearing the freaking thing apart. Everybody's having fun. The commanders will come in. All right, well, good seizure. And we all know 30 miles down the road, there's four or five 18-wheelers slipping through with enough whatever narcotics to kill a city. Or they're slipping through with people, or they're bringing weapons. Could be bringing freaking nuclear weapons. They could be bringing biological agents. You don't know.
I know, I
That's
know.
the biggest thing, is we don't know. And that's just what's on the surface.
And you could bring in the suitcase too, and you know what I mean by that. I want to share this with you. I covered this in 2010. Back in 2014, and I got it explained to me in 2014 by a DEA agent who approached me based on some things I was writing. I'm still in contact with him today. And this was when the first Central American migration happened. Was in 2014, the Beast Train and all that. And he told me about a trial of one of the Guzman family members in Chicago. And his defense in court was that I shouldn't have been busted. Your government has a deal with my organization that you can only bust 20% of the drugs. And I was accompanying 80% of the drugs. So you had no right to bust me. He used that as a defense. That's the guy that's cutting the deal today with the Trump administration. But the reason that this DEA agent told me this, he said, Dave, this is how the game is being played. And he's told me this along with my best military source. He said, Claudia Sheinbaum is talking to the cartel. What can you afford to give up to make it look like we're actually doing something? And then you just keep your operation going. It's the 80-20 rule. And that's what's in effect right now. The Mexicans are not cooperating with us. They're pacifying us.
Well, President Sheinbaum knows that, for one thing, she's a puppet. Two, every corner she turns is a gunman from the cartel making sure she does what she's supposed to.
Exactly.
And she knows it. And she has kids. She's got a husband. She doesn't want them to. I don't even want to mention the horrific
No, I
shit
know what you're saying. I
about
mean, that
it.
is a cartel tactic, and I think it's fair to mention it, and I agree with what you're saying. But Doug, the cartel, I agree with what you said. Going back to the start of this turn in the conversation, you said, here we're worried about Ukraine, China, Taiwan, Iran, and the real enemy right now is south of the border.
The cartel has spread into 40 different nations. CNJG, the New Jalisco cartel, they have spread into 40 different nations. They're in India.
I know.
India. They're in China. They're in, not just in China, they're in bed with China. All right. So, what about the Taliban? You don't think they're shaking hands with these people? Of course they are. They all are. You might as well consider the Russians to be there as well. And that's the thing. We're all fueling this monster. America's fueling it. The rest of the world is fueling it. And it's we, the American people, and then the citizens of Mexico who are feeling the oppression or the danger that comes from it. And one of these days, someone needs to have the testicular fortitude to do the right thing. If we're going to start dropping freedom bombs in every freaking nation that we don't like because we want their oil, why won't we secure our own nation from a nation who does not police their own terrorists, who is bought and owned by these terrorists, and that's what the cartel are, And they are the biggest threat. If we are ever invaded, do you know how many of those cartel people are here in America?
I know
Do you
that.
know how many people will line up with the cartel? Plenty. Enough to be more than just a risk. What do you think all these millions of people were who came across the border? All military age. They're from every type of Hispanic country there is, or they're from freaking China, or they're from the Middle East. These are not our friends. All of these places all have something also in common. They don't like America, but they want to be here. So I would dare say, let me put my general stars on here, because apparently corporal intelligence is superior to general intelligence now. They're preparing for an attack. They've talked about taking down the grid in defense of themselves. Iran has talked about taking down our grid in defense of themselves. So has China. So has Russia. So has Antifa. All these organizations are working together. And there's another more important organization that is here in America that eventually, I mean, I say eventually as if I expect something to be done. The American politician has just as much to blame as any terrorist cell that's out there. The American politician, if anything, should be blamed first and last, because they do not do what they say they're going to do. They're so busy trying to cut each other's throats for political favoritism to add money to their bank accounts. And while Americans are starving, dying, sick, the elderly, people are unemployed for various reasons, but they're dying of every type of freaking health issue, because our food's poison, water's poison, air is poison. And it's the politicians who are writing all these special orders and laws to continue the poisoning, continue the drugs, continue the trafficking, and continue the wars, and make sure
Yeah, exactly.
that you
Exactly.
sign up to go and help out with those wars too.
Well,
The biggest problem is our
this could
politicians.
not continue without cooperation of Americans at port of entry and other places. It couldn't continue. I mean,
That
it,
no, that,
yeah.
I mean, if you look at the framers of the Constitution, that power was supposed to stay with we the people. We gave that up so far, so long ago, because of peace and safety. It's too late to take it back. And people will argue with me, but you will not, and no one will, do a million armed man march. And like they say all the time, when I was in law enforcement, I heard it from the right and I heard it from the left, and no one ever showed up. They're going to go to DC and arrest all the bad politicians. By my guess, go ahead, knock yourself out.
No,
You
that's
won't
not
get
down.
past the military. You won't get past the National Guard. You won't get past the law enforcement. You won't get past the security forces. You
I
won't.
listen, I agree with you. We're out of time, Doug, but I'll just say this. This administration gives us a chance because they're making some inroads in that. But this is bigger than one administration term. This is not a 4-year problem. This is a generational problem. And we would have to take extreme measures, I think. We don't have time to discuss to really make inroads. Tell people how they can follow your show.
American Vindictus Show, obviously here on YouTube. Occasionally we put something on Rumble. We do have a Patreon channel. And then Vindictus Solutions, we got a YouTube channel on there, and the training at vindictussolutions.com for the intel report that's here on YouTube. Please like, share, subscribe, spread the information. Put your comments down there.
Yeah.
We are going to be replying to them. Any questions that you have that we may be able to answer, good, bad, wrong, indifferent, please put them down there. We'd like to be, establishing some sort of mediation between groups of people trying to get this conversation going, that America is going into the wrong handbasket here. We need to be prepared, and it's up to us. Stay in Christ. That's all I got.
Train, prep, and pray. TheCommonSenseShow.com is where you can find me. Sign up for our newsletter in the upper right-hand corner. Put your email in. You'll get updated on everything we do the previous 24 hours. Don't forget about TheCommonSenseShow.tv. People love it. We got all kinds of new things, novel things there. People love it. And on that note, we bid you adieu, and we'll see you back here again next time.